Bless her.
Last week was a rough week.
Bless her heart.
You know, to bury my 37-year-old grandson.
Bless her.
I felt sorry for the family, and prayers need to go out to them. But I want to thank everybody in the church for all of that they've done, and
bless
the food
her.
And the flowers.
Bless her heart.
And, you know, my heart still, I pray to Jesus that the Lord will touch Sheila more.
Bless
and
her.
I'm going to put it up on her heart, you know, that God puts it up on my heart just
yeah.
to pray harder for
right.
that she wants to do right.
Yeah.
And so maybe she will, you know, at least she's called me this
yeah.
week, you know, and that's more than she's been doing. So I think, you know, everything like that, I think it's going, you know,
bless
I'm just going to leave it in the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
This
bless
song
you.
Here, I love this. This is thank you, Lord.
Amen.
This is a real true song.
Sure is.
So y'all just pray that I try to get through this morning.
Bless her. Use her, Lord. sweet Thanksgiving to a child of God. Amen.
This song that I'm fixing to do, you know, I'm the first one to be guilty of this. It's Give Your Flowers While You're Living.
That's right.
And this song is about bring your flowers while you're living. And I'm the very first one. Each and every one's guilty this morning, but I want to admit I'm guilty this morning.
Bless her. Bless her. Use the Lord. Bless her heart. Well, I remember as a little tow-headed boy, out there playing in the yard and find them little daffodils and pick three or four and dug them in there to mama.
Yeah.
And she just hugged my neck, said them the prettiest flowers I ever seen. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. But oh my, on the receiving end of that, buddy, she knew that I thought about her when I was picking them flowers. Bless you, Carol. I appreciate that song. Good.
You know, we all don't. We don't give enough.
It's true.
And I know I'll be the first one. I mean, I know there's days that I want to call people, you know, but then I get busy and I don't, and I wish I could have.
Yes.
You know, so I just pray that the Lord gives me the strength when I feel like I need to do something, I want to do it.
Amen. That's right. You're right. Amen. Use them, Lord.
This is a beautiful song right here. Without Him.
I'm glad He's all the help I needed and have to go no further.
Amen.
All right. We got a card back there in the back. And if you get a chance, sign it. We're sending it. I don't remember James and Sky's last name.
No, it's
Spray.
Spray.
Well, we got a card back there that I'd like for everybody in church to sign, just saying we're praying for you. And just thinking about somebody means a lot. But we got a card back there. Landmark Baptist Church here. Let's see what this is here. We got a card up here. It says, thank you to Landmark Baptist Church. Thanks again for all the love that you have for me. And my love go out with you. Thanks again, Sean.
Sharon.
Sorry, Sharon. I see that W now. I see a zero. Look like a W. Sharon. This card's from Sharon. I can't read a lick. But she says thanks for all the love we've shown her. And God be with all of you. And we love Sister Sharon. I told her I tried to play piano last Sunday and I couldn't do it. And I missed her. And praise God, not only in a little church like this, buddy, if you don't show up, I'll tell you right now, you're a miss. In a big church, you might not be missed.
Yeah.
But I was telling Bonnie, I said, I kept looking back and I said, your seat was empty. And I said, I missed you. And I hugged her neck and I hugged Sharon's neck. And I'm glad to see their better, see their back. And I was telling Brother Ed earlier this week and Brother Donnie that I took a journey up to Stamford, Kentucky. It was a long journey. I didn't realize how far away it was. It took me about 2 hours to get up there. But as I was going, I was praying and asking the Lord what He wanted me to preach on this Sunday. And He confirmed what He wanted me to preach on. And I'm looking forward to preaching this message in Mark chapter 5. If you want to get your good old Bible, open up Mark chapter 5. This Friday is, I think it's Meet at the Capitol Day. This Friday, February the 14th, they're going to speak about a lot of these bills they're trying to push through that they need to be stopped, and you need to call your legislator and tell them to vote against it, and I will get all the information. I'm going to try my best to get up there. I can't think of any reason why I can't be there, but I'm sure the devil will think of all kinds of them for me. But I do plan to go up there. Of course, I'll be getting off work Friday morning at,
you need this.
At 2 o'clock. That's Brother Ed's got the piece of paper there. It's Brother Lee Lee Watts, I think. Is that right?
Yes.
Brother Lee Watts, he's kind of like over the overseer over all of the things that take place up there in Lexington and Frankfort. And boy, he's a good one. Great. He's a man of God. Great man of God. I love to listen to him. He comes on King of Kings Radio every Saturday afternoon at 5:30, right behind Brother Roark. And boy, he does a good job just bringing things to mind that we need to pray about and the things we need to do. But there'll be a lot of speakers. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shown on here that'll be speaking that day. But I do want to go up there. That'll be Friday the 14th. Like I said, I'm sure the devil will try to talk me out of it, but I have got my mind set. I do want to go up there. And I prayed about what the Lord wanted me to preach on this morning. Let me get back to what I'm supposed to do. Is Mark chapter 5. We'll start our reading there, verse number 21. Now, there's a lot of things going on here, but the Lord wants me to preach on just one of them. But they all play into the same thing I'm going to be preaching about. So we'll start our reading in Mark chapter 5, verse 21. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered together unto Him. And He was nigh unto the sea, and behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw Him, he fell at His feet, and besought Him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. That's a key word. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, this is kind of our text verse here. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched His garment. This is our text verse for sure. For she said, if I may but touch His clothes, I shall be whole. Amen. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in Himself that virtue had gone out of Him, turned Him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? Mm-hmm. And His disciples said unto Him, Thou seest the multitude thrown in thee and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her. I like that. That had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, certain, which said, thy daughter's dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And we want to stop our reading right there, because I'm actually preaching about the woman. I'm preaching today on she believed, and pray with me.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you for the precious word of God. Lord, that even to this day, Father, it's needed. The world, Lord, they chase after the things of the world. They're never satisfied. But Lord, I praise God for the day you satisfied me by saving this old drunk. Lord, you put a Bible in my hand and satisfied my hungry soul. You satisfied my thirst. Lord, you filled me. I've been pouring out everywhere I've went with a surplus. Lord, of the good word of God, bountiful supply, unending supply. Lord, may you take this message, God, today, put it where it's needed. Use it, Lord, I pray, to help your people. And I'll praise you, confess how unable, Lord, how little I am with a message this big. I pray for your help. I'll give you praise and glory for your help. And ask it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. I'm preaching today on She Believed. Now I want to read just, you don't have to turn there. I want to read just two verses out of Matthew chapter 9. This is mentioned in Mark, Matthew, and Luke. But I want to read two verses out of Mark chapter 9. In Matthew chapter 9. In two verses, or three. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Now Mark said she touched his clothes. I just want you to know what part of his clothes she touched.
Right.
She touched the hem of his garment. Here, for she said within herself, I said she believed. She's believing in Jesus. She says, for she believed, she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment,
yes,
I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about when he saw her and said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. I'm preaching on she believed. I just wanted to read that. Amen. Let me say this about this woman. Her faith moved her.
Yeah.
And faith will move you.
Yeah.
I promise you this. If you ain't got no faith, you ain't going to move at all. I called Brother Donnie this morning. And he said, Brother Eddie, I'm sick. I said, well, I wish he could be there. He called me back and said, pray for me. I'm going to take a shower. And I want you to know faith moved him.
Yeah.
The next time I called him,
amen,
he said, I'm waiting on you. Amen. Every preacher likes that. Amen. He said, I'm up here waiting on you to get there. And faith will move you. Amen. It'll move you to talk to people. It'll move you to new things.
Yeah.
Me and Brother Hayden one day, we put a sign up right there on Highway 68, amen. And he's made the mic down, amen. And faith will get you moving, amen.
Amen.
I want you to know, brother, we need more faith. You don't have to have a whole lot of faith, but you need a little bit of faith. And if you got a little bit of faith, it'll move you, amen. I'll tell you right now, it'll put some wind in your sail, glory to God. Amen. Her faith moved her.
Yes.
I've had a lot of people, they just didn't have enough faith to move. They said, I believe God. I said, well, the devils believe God and tremble, James
10:19. That's right.
A lot of people believe in God. You know what I asked them, Miranda? I said, you know him? He said, yeah, I know him. I said, you know him personally? He said, well, no. I said, I do.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, buddy, I might not have known him for 34 years, but for 32 years I've known him, Rita.
Yeah.
I've known he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all the ask or think. I done found out there ain't no restraint with him, like Jonathan said, come on, what's up with him and his armor bearer? And I want you to know they got up both Philistines like mowing grass. I mean, them Philistines fell backward because he's willing to move, amen. They got up out of a hole, Miranda.
Yeah.
Big host of them Philistine, big robust guys.
Yeah.
The Philistines are coming out of the hole. And Jonathan said, come on. They got up, Brother Danny, and them Philistines fell down, kicking, screaming like a little girl with lace on underwear. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to know faith will move you, glory to God.
Yes.
Faith will move you in the right direction. Amen. The Bible says, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you.
Amen.
I know which direction. Then faith takes me.
That's right.
It takes me towards him, amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, buddy, you can get a lot done with faith.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, if you got faith the size of mustard seed, you can say this mountain be removed.
Right.
Somebody said, I said something to that mountain, it didn't move. Listen, I had a dad that was lost. His heart was like adamant stone. I've never heard nothing but cursing come out of his mouth. I went to him, told him, God saved me. He said, I'm happy for you, son. But I don't want what you got. You know what I did, Bonnie? I started fasting for him.
Amen.
I lost 40 pounds. I could probably use doing that again. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, buddy, I lost some weight. I look like one of them refugees. My ass sunk back in my head. Daddy said, what's wrong with you? I said, ain't nothing wrong with me. Darn, I fasted for him. And I prayed for him. I'll tell you what, buddy, I got old head. I didn't let up, Brother Mark. He called me up one day. Because, see, I took it maybe just a little too far.
Right.
I got, you know, the Bible says in due time.
Yeah.
Well, I felt like God should have done something by now. And I kind of really went a little far in my request. But I said, Lord, I don't want my dad to be able to eat or sleep. And he gets saved. He called me up, Joey. He said, you praying for me? And I said, well, yeah, Daddy, you know I'm praying for you. He said, well, I want you to stop. I said, why is that? He said, I can't eat and I can't sleep. That's all I do, keep laughing. I prayed and wouldn't be able to eat or sleep. Then I got saved. And I said, thank you, Jesus, in my heart.
Yeah.
But you know what I asked him, David? I said, Daddy, if it's the other way around, and you saved and I was lost, and I asked you to quit praying for me, I said, Daddy, did you quit praying for me? And that's the first time I ever heard my daddy weep, Brother Daddy. Old land of a voice, he said, no, but take it easy on me. He said, I ain't ready yet. 10 years later.
Take it easy.
3 o'clock in the morning, phone call. I'm half asleep. Hello. Daddy said, I was home, you know, I just got saved.
Amen.
I got up, I said, okay, and I went back to sleep. Amen. A little flash, you know.
Amen.
I woke up the next morning, I thought, did I dream that? I didn't really get saved, so I called Daddy yet. I said, Daddy, did you call me last night? Tell me you got saved. You know what, fellas? He gave me his testimony. I said, I'll be right there.
Amen.
You want to leave a mountain?
Right.
Get faith, stand your ground.
Exactly right.
See that mountain there? Sometimes it's a financial. Sometimes it's a physical.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear Carolyn back there talking about that girl out there getting them aged?
Yeah.
She said, hey, tell you the truth, thanks for praying for me.
Yeah. Amen.
You got faith in the size of a grain of mustard seed. You can say this mountain be thou removed. You can say this sycamore tree be plucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, buddy, I tell you how to get faith. Grab your car off a cliff sometimes. See if you don't have some faith.
That's
oh,
right.
My God!
Yeah.
Boy, even atheists will right. Talk right then.
Yeah, that's right.
Lord, help me!
Yeah, right.
Her faith moved her, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
I got a feeling we're going to be here a while. I can't help it.
Right.
I knew when God gave me this thing, it's going to be a while. Well, I'm in a hurry, and he ain't. Her faith moved her.
Amen.
The same faith that called Abraham. Well, actually, it was Abram. The same faith that called Abram to rise up out of Haran, not Ur of the Chaldeans. I'll get that here in a minute.
Amen.
And follow God. You see, his brother had died in the Ur of Chaldeans. That's Genesis chapter 11, verse 28. And they moved down to Haran, and his father died in Haran.
Yeah.
Genesis 11:32. And the Lord said unto Abraham, Matter of fact, it actually says, "For the Lord had said to Abraham." He may have actually said it while he was in the earth, child. So I want God to be true here. I just want you to know. It does say, "For the Lord had said to Abraham," or to Abram, "Get up out of this land and follow me to a land I'll show you." So the Lord had said to him, he may have said it back in Earl Chaldeas, but he was in Haran when he got up and started moving, amen. But the Lord said unto him, get up to a land I'll show you. That's Genesis 12 verse 1. God said, "I'll bless you," verse 2. God said, "I'll bless those that bless you, curse them that curse you, and in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed," verse 3. Ain't you glad that faith moved Abram? Amen. I want you to know Jesus is of the seed of Abraham. I want you to know he's of the seed of David. And Abram started looking for a church, amen. Now he started looking for a city that had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. And I'll tell you right now, faith will move you, amen,
yeah,
in the right direction, amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10 said that Abraham sought a city that had foundations whose builder and maker is God, and faith will move you. Hey, amen. Faith's what moved you to come today.
That's right.
I tell you what, I don't want to go to a funeral home when I go to church. I want somebody to have a little life in them. You can get that little holy grunt every now and then beyond me. If you want to shout that, we'll go in the intermission, shout the roof off, rebuild it if we have to. But I'll tell you right now, and I come to church, I want to kiss somebody, man. I didn't drag my feet. I was in a hurry, amen, to get here.
Amen.
Faith will move you. It'll move you the right way.
Uh-huh.
It'll move you the right direction. Now, there's one part of this message here. I got it kind of on a slow train this morning. And when I do get to this one part, I'll have to slow down. Because I had to raise a hand up to heaven as I was weeping. I hadn't seen this before. And I'll share it with you here in a minute. But I'll tell you what, God revealed it to me this morning. Boy, I like tears dripping off my cheeks. I'll take some right now. You know what? Here's what caused her to have faith. She had heard. Did you see that? Look at verse 27. She had heard. You look over verse 14, 15. They that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what was done, what it was that was done. And when they come to Jesus, they see him that was possessed with the devil, that had the legion sitting, clothed, and in his right mind. There's a lot of people I'd like to see like that right now, amen. And listen, they's afraid, but I'd be happy, amen. I see people clothed. My pastor said he likes wintertime.
Yeah.
He said at least people put clothes on in the wintertime. Amen. This man here, he's naked. He's in the tombs. He's crying. He's cutting himself with rocks.
Yeah.
I believe it's right.
Yes.
He'd been bound. He broke them. Nobody could tame him. Jesus showed up. Now the report of him getting fixed has got out. It must have given her a little bit of faith. She'd hurt. I like hearing about it, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I like hearing what happened, but I like hearing about it too.
Yeah.
Amen. I like the good report. Like I said earlier, Proverbs 25:25. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news my far country. There's somebody getting a blessing right now. Amen. And it wouldn't hurt me a bit if God brought some here. Amen.
Amen.
She'd heard. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you this, Jairus had heard too. Look down at verse 22. "Behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet." He'd heard something too. Look at verse 20. "That man that I'm talking about, that was a demon possessed man, had the legion of devils." Look what he did in verse 20. "And he departed and began to publish it in the capitalists how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel." I'm telling you, he said, "Hey, let me tell you about Jesus." And a lot of people heard, amen.
Yeah, right.
We need to noise it abroad. We need to make a big ado.
That's right.
Well, let me say this. Jesus can multitask, beloved. Mm-hmm. He can meet every need that's here today. Jairus got to Jesus first, but that didn't stop him concerning this woman and man. It's not like you got to be there first. You just got to be there. Amen. Yeah. She had had this plague for 12 years. She has suffered. She spent all. And word comes to her about Jesus. And like the word came to Naaman from the little maid that he'd taken captive to wait on his wife. They taught their children back then about the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
She said, would to God that my master would go to the prophet in Jerusalem. He'd heal him of his leprosy. You know what caused Naaman to get dressed and head to Jerusalem? Faith.
That's it.
He heard the report,
right.
Rita.
Yeah,
a little girl. She said, there's a prophet up there. He can cleanse you of that leper. Listen, Naaman was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper.
Amen.
That didn't stop him from doing what he's doing.
That's right.
He just should not be a leper. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
I met a lot of people that had things that didn't stop them doing things, Sharon.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, buddy. When they heard the report that Jesus could help them with those things, they started seeking the Lord.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. Listen, Naaman, they taught their children about the Lord back then. That's what we need to do today.
Right.
I appreciate seeing these young people here. I appreciate seeing that young girl back there, Tammy Danny Bro, with them this morning. They need to hear about Jesus. They need to know, amen, that Jesus can meet the need. Amen. This little maid gave Naaman a report. There's a prophet in Jerusalem, and he can help him with that leprosy.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Man, it don't have to be Billy's son. It don't have to be Maze Jackson. It's just a little maid. Hey, he heard that report and he moved and he was healed. She had heard. You know, Thomas heard that Jesus showed up, but he didn't have faith. He said, except I see with my own eyes a nail prints in his hand and thrust my hand in his side, I ain't going to believe. I'm glad for he's got some people believe.
Yeah, right.
Man, Joanne can share with me. She said, let me tell you what the Lord done for me. And I said, well, tell me. She shared with me. I'll tell you right now, I won't be slow to believe. I'll say, glory to God, I wish I'd been there to see it myself.
Yeah.
But I believe the report. Amen. Amen. I want you to know the report is he does all things well. The report is he's not too busy for this woman. Yes, he's on his way to Jairus' house.
Yeah.
He's not too big a hurry for her. Hey, listen. She's not only faith has moved her, not only has she heard, but she's pressing. This ain't as easy as you think.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's a big crowd, Phyllis. She's got to make it through this big crowd somehow to get to Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you ever been to Donnie? He used to drive a lot. And he called me up and he said, Eddie, there's somebody that must have had a big wreck. I'm trying to find some way to get around, get an exit, get off of this ramp, somewhere, get right, go again. Just had to sit there. Just bound up. And you know, sometimes you're in a hurry. And like sometimes I'll be going for work, try to stop and get me a sandwich, and I'll pull up there and everybody brothers pull in right for life. You know what I'm talking about? You're in a hurry. You ain't got time.
Right.
Well, listen,
right.
She's got to press her way through.
Right.
Now, listen, there's more than just pressing through.
That's right.
I'm sure the devil's whispering in her ear saying, he's too busy for you.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, he's too busy for you. He's saying to her, Rita, he's saying, he can't help you.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to discourage her.
Yeah.
He's saying, you're wasting your time. You know you got things to do. Hey, she would not be denied, Brother Ed.
That's right.
She's pressing through this
right.
Crowd.
Yes, you are.
You know why they're thrown in Jesus?
Yes.
Why, Bonnie?
So they could touch him.
No, I'll tell you why. He's slowing down.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's slowing down.
Yeah.
Amen.
Not in a hurry.
Right.
They're trying to push him in Jairus' house. He sees a woman back there trying to get to him.
Come on.
And he's slowing down.
Yeah. Amen.
He said, I got to slow down, boys.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody back there trying to get to me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Woo!
where we got this going on. Man, that's why this fallen hill been trying to push into Jarvis's house, and here he is, he's just slowing down. And she's trying to get to Jesus. He said, honey, I'm slowing down for you. I'm not in no hurry. Now see everybody. I mean, she being knocked down. She being pushed back. She being criticized. You ain't nothing. She said, I got to get to Jesus.
Amen.
He's slowing down for Miranda. You know why? She needs him.
Yeah, that's right.
He's making time for her, Mark.
Amen.
See, all these people throwing him, they're kind of in the way. Mm-hmm. Do you know what he did, Ed? He just slowed him down.
Yeah.
Jarvis may be one of them that's pushing him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He just slows down. Yeah. She keeps picking herself up, Rita. Somebody pushed her back, and she goes around the other way. Somebody says, you ain't nothing. She said, I've got to get to her. She would not be denied.
That's right.
And all these hardships. All of these hardships.
Amen.
Somehow or another, I mean, getting kicked in the face and everything. Somehow or another, she makes her way down there and gets hold of him, that garment, Sharon. And glory to God, there's something hits her in the crown, her head, the sole of her foot.
Yeah.
And the Bible said immediately her blood, her issue, her plague was dried up.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. It ain't over. But I'm glad.
That's right.
I'm glad, Brother Donnie, that he'll slow down and let me catch up.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
This month's in a hurry. Jesus ain't joy.
That's right.
He's making them slow down.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
They're throwing him. We gotta get to Jarvis's house. Boy, I got that this morning, I have to admit, fellas. I had to raise my hands and thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm glad it slowed down for me, Mitchell.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's not too big a hurry. Save an old drunk like me.
Amen.
Save someone like you. Here they're trying to push him to Jarvis's house, and he's just slowing down. She's determined to get to Jesus. And let me tell you something. The devil will try to talk you out of any effort you put forth to get to him. But she just keeps pressing on. She's getting closer. And listen, this woman, no telling how many times that she had to pick herself up. No telling how many times she had to continue in a quest to get to Jesus. I want you to know she made it.
Yeah.
And when she touched him, I want you to notice straightway. Do you see that? Look in verse 29. Wasn't no 10-step program.
No.
It wasn't try this, come back and see me in 2 weeks.
Yep.
I'm not against medicine, I'm not against doctors. But I'll tell you right now, sometimes Jesus do a whole lot more good for you.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Yes.
She spent everything she had, Rachel. She's run out of options.
Right.
She had heard about Jesus.
Right.
That's all she needed to hear, Miranda.
Amen.
Now, I'm not a woman, but I'm going to use Miranda right here. Miranda says, if I could just get to Jesus.
Yeah.
I know Miranda knows she'd get there too.
Yeah.
They're making her Miranda. They can help her all the way right away.
Amen.
Amen. There's somebody just drove a car through a Republican tent. The first thing I thought of, I said, there's Miranda down there. Some boy had caught him. He had a bad attitude. You know, he thought his vote was the only vote that mattered.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm glad in America. This is good. We all have a say. You see, united we stand, divided we fall.
Right.
I know you ain't going to vote like me, you ain't going to think like me, you ain't going to do like me, but in this country they don't shoot you.
Right.
That's right.
You vote for whoever you feel best for the job, I'm going to vote for whoever I feel, and we're both going to have to suffer the consequences,
right.
Good or bad.
Right. That's right.
But this woman, she got to that hymn.
Right.
And straightway. Boy, that's a good word, man.
Yes, right. It is.
Amen. I wish I had time to give you a testimony about me getting delivered from drinking. I want to be pretty quick here, not because of anything, but the fact that I've got more territory here to cover. Straightway, she was healed. That's the way the Lord does it, too. Man, when God does something, you can't add to it, you can't take away from it. But did you notice? She felt it. Look at that. Look out there.
She felt in her body. Don't tell me you can't go on feelings.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
Dan, I remember the Lord saved me. I felt it.
Yeah,
I felt it so much. I went and looked in the mirror. I was still just ugly as ever, but I was expecting, I guess, have a halo and I was going to straighten it up a little bit, you know. But I went and looked in that mirror, buddy. I want you to know there was no more condemnation. There was no more guilt. There was peace and joy. I went and looked in that mirror. It must have been the wrong mirror. It couldn't show the peace and joy. It just showed the old man. But I'll tell you right now, I didn't need that mirror. I could feel it in my body. I knew you were the one. I said, glory to God, I got saved.
Amen.
My mama said, you're a fanatic. Mary said, I don't want to be like you. And the people I work with, Mama, had AIDS. Amen. They still had to work with me, though.
Right.
Well, I didn't mind their boss, too. Yeah. They didn't like it having a saved pressman.
That's right.
I had six men underneath me and they was all roofing a car. I sure know what a difference Jesus made. Amen.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Glory!
Amen.
Yeah, man. That body was one of them. He didn't need none, but he was glad to see it too. Amen. I want everybody to get saved. I want everybody to get a good dose of Jesus. I'll tell you right now, there's plenty of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
She felt it. You know, she also testified. Look down at verse 33. She fell down and told him all. You know, that testimony's good. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. She told all what Jesus had done for her. She didn't mince her words. I tell you, buddy. She said, I believe that if I could just touch the hem of your garment, I'd be made whole. And Jesus said, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Thy faith that made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague. I don't believe she ever had to worry about it again. You say whatever you want to. But let me say this. Did you notice up here, it said, verse 30, Jesus immediately.
Yeah.
Bible said he's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And I do believe he slowed down for her. And I do believe when that virtue went out of him, he felt it. Not only did she feel it, he felt it. And I'm glad for a high priest like that. Sometimes I'm down and I need to get up. And sometimes I'm too up and I need to get down.
Right.
But I'll tell you right now, I'm glad he knows what I need and how to give to him, Brother Mitchell.
Right.
Amen. I'll tell you, boy, I'm glad immediately Jesus felt in himself that virtue went out of him and she felt within herself that she'd been healed. Amen. I like feeling. There are a lot of churches, they don't want to hear it about their feeling, Bonnie. I'll tell you what, I like feeling. I'm not going to the dentist, you know what I mean? And I don't like having the dentist drill, but I like that man. But when the Holy Spirit's squeezed on my heart, and I tell you what, old boy done, it's got a ride with me, and I'm going down the road saying, wow, Lord! And he said, amen! Amen! Woman to glory to God. I like feeling.
Amen.
Y'all act like that all the time? Well, maybe not all the time, but a lot, don't you? So now I need to shout, and I'm waiting to get around yourself, and I'm out of shouting.
Amen.
So it's just bad. He called me on the phone one time and said, glory! He'll learn to see what I've seen. I said, bring it to me.
Amen.
Well, Ed said he wanted to go with him. Be sure to bring your phone, brother.
Yeah.
Listen, I hear brother. I mean, he takes off. I'm driving all over, shot at by a gun. I'm looking, I'm watching the horizon. Rick, I called him. I said, where are you? He said, I'm over here picking him up right and left. I said, tell me how to get there.
Oh, man.
I tell you, buddy, Jesus, he's touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Not only that, he said, I won't leave you comfortless. He said, I'll come to you. John 14:18. She believed. Her faith moved her. She'd heard. She acted on what she heard. She's pressing. She never gave up. And she done something a lot of you won't do. She testified.
Yeah. Amen.
She told all. She said, I want y'all to know.
That's right.
I had a plague for 12 years. And he took care of it.
Mm-hmm.
straightway I was healed.
Right.
Immediately he knew.
Amen.
That virtue had went out. She gave testimony about me.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. A lot of churches are in a hurry. Close your Bible, turn the lights off, hit the door, head to McDonald's, head to Wendy's, Sonic, Burger King. Hey, we ought to just slow down a little bit and say,
Right.
I want to thank the Lord. I hear Sharon all the time.
Amen.
Matter of fact, her song she sung this morning pretty much her.
Yeah, right. That's
she's right. Thankful. Bible says, having food and raiment, they will be content. She's content. She's yeah. Thankful.
Yeah.
I see her all the time raising a hand like this, one hand to the other, and she's wiping tears. Playing the piano. Explain that to me.
Right.
Must be playing with her knees. I don't know. I've seen her. Maybe you're here today, all this stuff, you don't know it. Maybe you're here today, you're young, you wondered all those things old Brother Eddie said. A little maid come told Naaman, I believe it's 2 Kings chapter 5.
Yeah, amen.
Buddy, he got up, he got dressed, he headed up there. It is a long process, but he ended up getting cleansed of his lepers.
Yeah, amen.
Same God. Brother Donnie, one of the verses he likes is Romans 10:13. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I told him I said.
Amen.
Have you noticed verse 12? Well, the Lord is rich.
Yes.
That's right.
Unto all.
Right.
Yes.
They call upon him.
Amen.
Man.
Amen.
I have never met a lot of rich people. God don't have to check the balance.
That's right.
By what old Brother Eddie.
That's right.
As long as he says, I got that.
Oh yeah.
Put it on my account.
Oh yeah. Amen.
Old account was settled long ago.
Yes.
Long ago. Long ago. The old account was settled long ago. I'm glad, praise God, he's rich.
Yeah.
Amen.
Unto all.
Amen.
To California. I can think of 20 people that should have been here this morning.
Yeah.
That would have benefited from hearing this message.
Yes, amen.
I can't make him come.
No. That's right.
And I cannot but preach what he put my heart in like I can hold it back.
Right.
But maybe this went to you this morning. I'm going to ask Brother Jerry to come, Sister Sharon, get a verse of invitation to him, ask you to stand. If you need to do something concerning this Jesus, right now is as good a time as any.
Yes.
She moved. Her faith moved her. I tell you right now, he won't withhold any good thing from you.
No.
Jesus said, well, man, it's impossible, but all things are possible with God. I don't know. Maybe you got. I don't know why the Lord told me to preach this morning, but I'll tell you this. If you do need to move, I'll pray with you.
Amen.
Number 130.